I've understood that this year, I mean, I know every year you have people come from around the world to read, and the participation has been growing. There have been some indication that this year was particularly different in some respects. Tell us what was different about this year.
I think there, of course, we have an administration that's friendly to the cause of Christ, and we're getting a lot of that information coming out. So the attitude has changed somewhat on a national level. We still have sin issues and various things, but there has been a change in that. Then the Bible Museum opened up this year, and I'll tell you, that was an experience in itself, being able to see some things and see the history. Particularly for me, we were able to see a mock of the Gutenberg Press, which the Bible was printed on in the beginning, so that was very interesting. That's in the museum as well. And so by that museum being in Washington, D.C., just really bearing witness of God's glory and power and truth. And, you know, there are folks who would like to destroy that, stop the Word of God, and there right in Washington, D.C., we have a Bible museum, so it's pretty awesome. And then there's the Wednesday night prayer service in the Capitol and service, and I love that because it's just, again, I believe it's pulling us back to the seat of our government, the foundation that we have. We were able to have a service in the Capitol building. Of course, Thomas Jefferson brought that in when he was in office and participated in that, but we've been able to do that. And then we were up in the rotunda praying, singing and praying. As a matter of fact, one of the families that sang up there, we've had them at our conference. And then one of the men that was praying, he was not an American citizen, but somehow he got invited to that or was just coming by, I'm not sure, but he prayed. And he thanked God for America and what Americans stood for and the Bible and various things like that. And I really was touched by that. So that takes place. That's in our Capitol. And then we're coming up on this week. I mentioned earlier we're going into the law enforcement memorial, which is in right off of 7th Street there in Washington, D.C. as well. They have given us permission to put their logo on the cover of our John and Romans that we do to honor our fallen police officers. And so there's a kind of a new twist and I think a new direction in that. But I think it's awesome to see that. And the Word of God, basically, as we read as well, it's non-political. It's non-those things. It does base our foundation. But the truth of the Word of God is God's Word, not man's commentary. So I think we're seeing a lot of that and hopefully a recognition of the power of the Word of God.